Auntie Margaret's Hungarian pastry. If it weren't true, would Auntie Margaret's blurry blue tattoo come into view as she lights the Sabbath candles, welcomes the Sabbath bride? Would her buttery Hungarian pastry melt in our mouths like manna from heaven? If it weren't true, would she still remember the recipe? A few handfuls of flour, a large lump or two of butter, a bit of sugar, and a pinch of freshly ground cinnamon. Would her work-worn hands knead and knead, stretch and stretch this rich, buttery dough? If it weren't true, would she walk to the synagogue every Friday night, a pastry-laden plate in her hands? Would her Auschwitz blue tattoo be expunged by a clean, orderly home, a pot of aromatic coffee, and a plate of rich, flaky Hungarian pastry?